In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and the earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
Right, well, I thought today we would have a little think
about that message that the angels had for the shepherds. Now, for this, you got into pantomime mode earlier. I need you in that mode right now, okay? I need you to imagine that you are the shepherds on the hillside, and the angel... Well, now, hang on. Let's practice the emotions first. All right. So the emotions are, we need terror. We need a look of terror, okay? So don't run screaming out of the building or anything like that. But could you do for me a look of terror now? Oh, some of you are very good at that. Boys and girls, you're very good at that too. Some of the adults are surprisingly good at that. So let's go for that again. A look of terror. But then, you guys are brilliant. You should see, I should have the camera on. But then we need to go to a situation of great joy. So we need a big hooray. And you can do hands in the air if you want to, or fist pump in the air. Don't do fist pump out front. But fist pump in the air, or whatever you want to go for. So we're going to go for a hooray after three. One, two, three.
Hooray!
That was good. Okay, frightened. And then hooray.
Hooray!
Brilliant. Okay, you're going to need both of them. So we saw, didn't we? Well, we didn't see, but we read. We read that the angels appeared to the shepherds. And the shepherds were terrified. Good, with noise as well. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy."
Hooray!
Now, what is it? What is this good news of great joy? The angel tells them. And there are two things that we need to know. This is all about a baby, isn't it? The baby who was born, the baby Jesus. Two things that the angel says. There are probably more that you could get out of it, but we're going to think about two things. So the angel says, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. That means us as well, by the way. This is the great news. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. So the first thing that we're going to see is, he's a Saviour. He's a Saviour. Now, did you notice, who the baby was born to? You see, when I thought about this, I thought, well, who's the baby born to? The baby is born to Mary, you would think. Mary and Joseph. What did it say in the verse? What did you spot, Sam? Say it again. To all on whom his favour rests. That's good. That does come in there. But notice in verse... where was it? 12. Verse 12. Thank you. We're going earlier than that. Verse 10. Or 11. No, it's verse 11. It's the one in between. Should have written that out. Okay, who's the baby born to? To you. Imagine the angels there saying, shepherds, to you a baby has been born. I wonder how many of them were thinking... Hang on, I didn't think I was expecting a baby. The announcement is to you a Saviour has been born, which is to Israel, to all people, to us, because we need a Saviour. The baby's been born to you. That's an amazing thing, isn't it? Okay, the baby's been born to you because you need a Saviour. He's a Saviour. Now, what does it mean for him to be a Saviour? Well, for him to be a Saviour, that's only good news. It's only good news of great joy that a Saviour has arrived if you need rescuing. Obviously, if you don't need rescuing, then the arrival of a Saviour isn't great news. But we do need rescuing. A couple of Christmases ago, I haven't told many people this, I got a little bit worried after we'd finished the service. After I'd gone home, I got a little bit worried that maybe we'd left the candles alight. So I then thought, well, you know what, it's not far away. I'll just nip up to church, just check that we'd blown the candles out. I thought, I'm just being paranoid. I walked up the street, turned round the corner. There were fire engines outside the church. I got a little bit worried. I came in. We had blown the candles out. Everything was fine here. But unfortunately, for one of the houses nearby, there had been a fire at one of the houses. So it was great that the fire engines had come along because they needed a Saviour. It is great that Jesus has come because we need a Saviour. Jesus comes to save people from sin. Now, what is sin? Sin is us saying to God, God, I don't want anything to do with you. It is us rejecting God. And that causes problems between us and God, between us and one another, and even problems inside ourselves. Imagine if you're playing football. Some of you like playing football. Imagine if one person says, you know what, I'm going to ignore the referee. You've got problems for everyone then, haven't you? Or if in an orchestra, one of the violinists says, I'm going to ignore the conductor. You've got problems for everyone, haven't you? Including the audience. Imagine in a family, if one of the children says, I'm just going to ignore my parents. Whatever they say, whatever they do, I'm just going to ignore them. There's going to be tears, there's going to be problems, there's going to be stress for everyone. When we ignore our Creator and reject our Creator, it causes problems not just between us and God, but between us and one another and even within ourselves. Sin is the reason why Jesus needs to come to be our rescuer. And it is great that he's come. But he doesn't rescue by throwing us a life belt. He rescues through dying on a cross. Through dying. Through bearing the punishment that we deserve when he died on the cross. So Christmas is good news of great joy because Jesus is a Saviour. Now we're just going to have a quick look at a video. Ken, would you put us back onto front of you so that we can watch a video which points us to why Christmas is such great news for all of us.
I think wrapping paper might be the answer. I mean, just look at everyone else with their perfect bodies and immaculate style. Their clean little coats and their cute little smiles. What hope have I got to ever impress? Compared to them, my life is a mess. But if I was wrapped up, then no one could see the rips and the cracks and the screw-up that's me. The paper would cover all my faults and my flaws. I'd look just the same as the others because I would be shiny, attractive, exciting. People would see me as something inviting. If you ask what I wish for this Christmastide, here is my answer. I just want to hide. Now that it's happened, you would think I'd be cheerful. But here is the thing, I'm actually more fearful. I know it sounds weird, but now that I'm covered, I'm scared of the moment when I'm truly discovered. I know it can't last. This is not the real me. I'm dreading the moment when I'm actually seen. What will they think? What will they say? Disappointment? Disgust as they throw me away? This is it. Here we go. My heart is racing. Nowhere to hide now. What am I facing? The paper is ripped and thrown to one side. Everything's bright as the light hits my eye. But wait, what is this? Can this really be true? You're seeing me and I'm seeing you. With hands that are caring and eyes that are kind, you pick me up and love what you find? That cannot be because of my beauty. It must be because of what you will do with me. You bind up my wounds and you clean up my pores, and now I am loved, but not because I am so perfect, so clean and so great, but because you saw me and you did not hate, but loved me, restored me, you made me clean. Now this is real freedom, to be truly seen. What could be better for Christmas this year? A Prince of Peace who scatters our fear. Yes, God is the Maker, but we hide from Him. Here is our problem. It's what is called sin. It leads to a mess, so we wrap ourselves up. We fear being seen, but that doesn't stop God from coming to find us, sending His Son. He so loves this world that Jesus has come. He loves us, restores us. He makes us clean. This Christmas, find freedom. This Christmas, be seen.
Christmas is good news of great joy because Jesus came to be our Saviour, and because He's a Saviour, we can come to Him as we are, with our faults, with our sin, with our badness. And Jesus came to deal with that. So the response to Jesus being our Saviour is to bring our badness to Him, because that's what He came for. I said there were two things. So the one is that Jesus is a Saviour. The second thing is the next thing that the angel says. The angel says, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Well, the second thing is, Jesus is a king. You see, Christ, the word Christ, means anointed one, which points us to the fact that Jesus is the king. And the word Lord there points to the fact that Jesus is God. He is God, He is king. But He's not just any king. He's not just any ruler. He is the ruler that you want. He is the king. So we're going to do just a brief comparison. Jesus versus our prime minister who governs us. What's Jesus got that our prime minister doesn't? Now, I prepared this a week ago, so I wasn't totally sure who the prime minister was going to be at that point. So just bear with me as I just whiz through. There we go. Okay, so we're still with Theresa May. So what's Jesus got that Theresa May hasn't in terms of ruling and governing? Well, Jesus is the perfect king. Just talk to the person next to you. Just ask, if you could describe the perfect king, what would that king be like? Okay, just talk to the person next to you. Okay, I'm not going to get you to call out answers, but I hope you've got some things where you think, okay, that would be the perfect king. The Bible tells us this king, Jesus, in the book of Isaiah, it says four things about what this king is like, what Jesus is like, which makes him the perfect king. It says he's a wonderful counselor. That means he is wise. Okay, so he's wise. He knows everything. He knows everything that has happened, everything that is happening, everything that will happen. He knows the right things to do. He knows the best things to do. If you were ruling, if you were king, you want to know those things. Jesus is perfect in wisdom. He is the wonderful counselor. Second, it says he's the mighty God. In other words, his power is unlimited. He can do anything. Nothing can stop him. He's wonderful counselor, which means he's wise. He's mighty God. He's powerful. Third, he's everlasting Father. He is loving. He is more loving than you can imagine. So loving that he came to this earth to die for us. He's wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace is the last one. He deals with sin, deals with our problem with God, our problems with one another, our problems inside ourselves. He is the Prince of Peace. It is great when a king, when a ruler, when a nation has a time of peace with other countries. But this is the Prince of Peace who can deal with all war, all problems, our problems with God, our problems with one another, and our problems inside ourselves. This is the perfect king. So, two things that make Christmas so fantastic. Jesus is the Saviour. And therefore we come to him with our badness, our brokenness, so that he can fix us, so that he can deal with our sin. And he is the King. And the right response to the King is to bow before him, to worship him, and to give our lives to him. If you've never done this before, maybe you're new to Christian things, today would be a great day to make that step, to do those things, to bring your sin to our Saviour and to bow and worship before Jesus the King. And if you are a Christian, well, let's make this the most fantastic Christmas by remembering what Christmas is all about, our Saviour and our King. And can I encourage you, maybe this lunchtime, when you eat together, how about getting out a Bible and just reading that announcement to the shepherds again as part of your celebration of Christmas? Well, I'm going to lead us in a short prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you that Jesus is the Saviour, that he came to rescue us, came to deal with our sin. And we praise you that Jesus is the King, that he came and that he is King right now, that he rules and he reigns. Father, please help us to respond to Jesus this Christmas. Amen.